Hola. I'm going to say hola this week because I have a guest joining me on this episode of How to Learn a Language. And just such a wonderful, wonderful human. This is Joel Zarate, or Joel Zarate in Spanish. And so many podcasts. I've got the list. I'm looking at the list. I'm recording this. If you're listening on the podcast feed, I'm recording a video intro for this for YouTube. And so I'm looking now to the left to the list because there's so many good podcasts that Joel makes. Conversations in Spanish, Help Me Learn Spanish, Mini Stories to Learn Spanish, Spanish for Beginners, Vocabulary in Spanish, How to Teach a Language, and a brand new podcast just launching very, very soon. Today, in fact, the day that you're hearing this, Yo Hablo Español. And I'm very excited and very honored that Joel asked me to be the first guest on Yo Hablo Español. And yeah, what an honor. We had a great chat. That one is in Spanish, me talking about my experience learning not just languages, but Spanish in particular, motivation, what Shakira has to do with it all. And yeah, definitely worth a listen. But do have a look. I'll pop links in the show notes and description so that you can catch up with everything. Just the wonderful, wonderful amount of podcasts. And yeah, enjoy the interview. And I'll be back at the end to check in. Hello, hola, Joel, or in Spanish, Joel. That's right. we'll stick to Joel as we're going to be talking in English today. But I am delighted to have you join me. And I'm just really looking forward to learning more about you and your story and your own language learning and what you do for language learners as well. Because, wow, there's so much good stuff. First of all, can you share a little bit about your story, yourself? Where would you like to begin? Introduce yourself.
Well, thank you so much, Lindsay. It's a pleasure to be here, to share this space, this time. And thank you so much for inviting me to your YouTube channel. And I'll talk a little bit about myself, and hopefully I won't take 20 minutes because I will say so many things, but... My name is Joel Zarate, and I live in California, and I'm also used to Joel, and I was born in Mexico. The state where I was born is actually called El Estado de México, the state of Mexico, and it's funny because people usually hear the state of Mexico, but what state is that? That's the state is actually El Estado de México, and so I was born in El Estado de México, and then I moved to the States after finishing high school. My father emigrated to the States when I was 6 years old, maybe. And so for a while, we were a little distant. And so when I finished high school, he said, you know, why don't you come to the States and study? You can go to the community college and pursue a career here. And so I ended up doing that. I moved to the States and went to the local community college in Northern California, which is called the Santa Rosa Junior College. And I didn't speak a word of English when I moved to the States. I was 19 or 20, I don't remember. And I started learning English as a second language. So I learned English at the community college, and then eventually I was able to move into the academic English and regular classes like anthropology, communication studies, and all of that. But later on, I decided to study languages. I studied French at the community college, and I studied some Italian. And it was interesting because when I was an ESL student, one of the things that I really loved to do was to help my classmates. For some reason, it was not difficult to me to understand the language, and I enjoy just listening and speaking. And I noticed that many of my classmates were struggling, and so I would help them, and then that gave me personal pride, personal satisfaction that I was able to help my classmates. And so I ended up working at the tutorial center at the Santa Rosa Junior College, tutoring English and tutoring Spanish. So that's how I started to grow this love for languages, that I was helping ESL students and I was helping Spanish students, and I truly enjoy that. And then I went on to study French and Italian, and I took a little bit of German, and I had a very good French instructor, and I learned several strategies to practice the language, and that also gave me strategies that I was using when I was helping ESL students and Spanish students. So short story long, that's how I ended up with languages and how I love learning and teaching languages. Like I said, that's what I was doing at the community college, and then I went to study at the university, at the California State University Sonoma campus, which we know here as Sonoma State University. I studied a bachelor's degree in Spanish and then a bachelor's degree in Spanish, and then a master's degree in Spanish and a master's degree in TESOL. And I directed my studies to second language acquisition and Spanish second language acquisition, which has to do with everything that we know from the research studies and the literature that informs how it is that we develop the ability to speak languages. So I studied that, and as of now, I speak 5 languages fluently. I speak Spanish, of course, my native language, then English, French, Italian, and Portuguese. And I love learning how to say something in other languages. So I have learned, how to say many things in other languages, but we'll get into that a little bit more later. But that's kind of like my story. And so now I am creating content to help my audience to learn Spanish.
That's so cool. I love that what started out as necessity with learning English, having moved to America, then you found this love from that. That's so cool, because you so often hear of people needing to learn a language out of necessity, and then it becomes a frustration, and it becomes something that is kind of resented, like, oh, I have to learn English, I have to learn Spanish, you know. And so to hear how you found your way to actually loving languages through that is really cool.
Thank you. I think that first, I truly enjoyed helping my classmates and students who are learning Spanish. And then I realized, actually, I also enjoy learning languages, and I am actually understanding how to help them. So that's how I came up. But I remember when I came to the States, I didn't speak a word of English. And in Mexico, and also in other countries, when you're studying high school, it's mostly just a few words and grammatical rules, and you don't have native speakers. So I would say la table or estudi, and people would be looking at me, and I thought, wow, I have no idea how to say anything in English, that's how sometimes necessity leads you to find something that you later realize, well, actually, I can do this. It's just we just get this incorrect notion that maybe something is too difficult, too hard, because we see it from outside. But when you actually engage in it, you realize, actually, I can do this. And that's almost like for every job, right? When you get a job, you feel like, I don't know, this is hard. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to do it. And then once you start getting into it and doing it every day in your life, you realize, actually, you know, I can do this, and I can do it well.
Yeah. Why do you think it is? What do you think it is that you like about learning languages?
I have two reasons. The main reason is that I just love to hear how other languages sound. I get perspective also on how to appreciate the way that something is communicated in other languages, without verbs, without objects, for example, and each language has something unique. And I particularly love sounds also, like, for example, I love the way that Filipino sound. I'll just say something Filipino just for the fun of hearing how it sounds like. Ito ay isang podcast tungkol sa kung paano namin malaman ang mga wika. Pag-usapan natin kung paano tayo natututo ng ibang wika. I just find it awesome. What I said was, this is a podcast where you can learn about languages. That's what I said in Filipino. But just the sounds and also Finnish, for example. Hei kaike, mitä kuuluu? Hyvä huomenta, hyvä iltapäivä. I just enjoy learning and hearing the languages. But the main reason why I decided to, or why I also enjoy learning how to say things in other languages, is because when I was in graduate school, and I actually, on my podcast, How to Teach a Language, I explain on episode 2 the reason why I talk more fully about what I'm about to mention. But when I was in graduate school, I had a very good professor who was originally from Korea, Professor Hee Won Kang, who may rest in peace. She was great. She was very loving and in one of the graduate courses that I took with her, she was telling me, you know, Joel, one of the things that I recommend language teachers to do is to always learn something new in another language. And the reason why is because when you're teaching a language, even if it's a second language, eventually you become comfortable with the language. And then you begin to lose perspective on what it means to be the beginner who is perhaps having a harder time, or there are certain parts that are more difficult. And if you are always learning something in another language and always position yourself as a beginner in another language, that will always give you perspective, and you won't lose sight on what it's like to be a beginner or what it's like to be a learner. Mm. So for that reason, ever since, I've been learning just how to say something in other languages. And I have learned particularly phrases that I can use to welcome people to my podcast. And on the podcast, How to Teach a Language, I give them an exercise. So what I say is that I'm going to say a few things in this language, in Chinese or Greek or Filipino or German. And then at the end, I'm going to share the audio from the native speaker who taught me how to say these phrases, and you give them a try. Now you have something that you can use to practice and always just have this fresh perspective. And so that's something that I do. But that's also the reason why I love learning languages. It always gives me perspective, and it always reminds me of, oh, okay, you know, how to pace myself, how to be a better Spanish instructor. So that's why I just love learning. And I wish I could learn other languages. I love the way Japanese
There's
sound.
There's too many.
I know. It's just, I just, every it, language no. is just, I love the way, as someone who speaks Spanish, for example, Japanese, I always enjoy how it sounds. Watashi no namae wa Joel Zarate desu. And just the way it sounds, and also from, I have had friends from Japan, and I also appreciate their culture and their perspective, and I wish I could learn Japanese, German, Russian, Finnish, and there's just so many you can understand, right?
Yeah, when I start thinking, I wish I spoke this. And I aim to have a really short list if I start that sentence, but it just never is. Oh, and that. Oh, and I can't learn that without that. It's just so I can very much relate to what you're saying. And there is something so powerful about, especially when you're teaching others language or teaching others how to learn a language, about being in that position of a beginner, because it's very easy to forget how different it is, the experience of being at each stage, you know, and what you do and how you learn is so different along that whole journey of experience and ability in a language. So I can very much relate to what you're saying there. And you mentioned the podcast a few times, and I wonder if you started that because it sounds like you're quite a sort of audio, like, it sounds like you're quite good at learning through audio. I'm getting that impression. Is that a good assumption? Is that linked to maybe why you started the podcast, you think?
Part of it, yeah, part of it. Like I said, in graduate school, I studied second language acquisition, and there are different perspectives on how to be a more effective language instructor. But one concept that is kind of like a consensus among the experts, among the scholars in second language acquisition, is that we need to learn a language in a communicative context where we can create what is called form, meaning, connections. And I hope I don't get into too much slang, but it just basically means that the consensus is that context provides the opportunity to develop the subconscious command of a language. The more we isolate language from its context, then the more difficult, the longer it takes to be able to accomplish that. And so the podcast allows me to create content that people can listen to while they are driving, while they are doing something else. So I have a podcast, Conversations in Spanish and Other Languages podcast, that has episodes that go from 40 minutes to an hour and 30 minutes. And the goal of that podcast is for people to be able to just listen while they are driving, they are doing something, and they get to hear two native speakers have a conversation that heavily provides everyday language. For example, I have a conversation with someone from Argentina or Mexico, or my friend who also hosts the podcast, Alba. She also may have a conversation about, so let's talk about what you like to do in your life. Do you play the guitar? Do you do this? Do you do that? So that provides just the everyday language to speak. Or, for example, we have episodes about education in Mexico. So what are the different levels? So if you go to elementary school, secondary school, and so you hear teacher, school, all this vocabulary in context through a conversation with two native speakers. So that provides context. So I'm doing my part with my podcast to do that. With video, I would also love to do content in video, but as you know, video requires a lot more work. So to produce one episode for YouTube requires more preparation and editing, and so it's a lot more, you have to spend a lot more time. And a podcast requires less time, although there is a lot of preparation that goes on for my podcast. But if I may, I'll just mention the podcast that I have. I have one that is Conversations in Spanish and Other Languages. That's for intermediate and advanced learners who can listen to native speakers have conversations and learn Spanish in context. Then I have another podcast called Help Me Learn Spanish, Joel. And that podcast is short conversations, about 15, 10, 20 minutes. And this podcast is for high beginners and intermediate. And the goal of this podcast is to prepare them so that when they go to the conversations, they can learn with much more ease. And so this podcast, the pace is slower, and I put a lot of emphasis on vocabulary, grammar, and everyday language. So instead of just talking about how to use the present tense, I'm showing them how we're using it in a conversation, and they get the transcripts also on my website. By the way, the transcripts are free if they want to get the transcripts. They don't have to subscribe to a newsletter or anything. If they just go to my website, they'll see that I have those transcripts. And I have a podcast for me with mini stories. I write this mini stories that I like writing, uplifting and I'll say nice stories to also provide a different way to listen, to learn in context. And I put a lot of emphasis in vocabulary and style that will be useful when they actually want to speak. Because, well, I remember when I was learning English and instructors will give us, okay, so let's read this novel. And so when you're learning a language, you cannot distinguish what word is the word that you use in everyday language. Because let's say you find, I remember swiftly, the word swiftly. And I remember looking in the dictionary and it defined it as rápido. Rápido in Spanish is a common word that you use to have a conversation. But swiftly in English is not a word that you use. Will you say, come on, swiftly, we have to go. It's just, there are materials for native speakers. You know, I can give you these words that where if you look at the dictionary, you may get the wrong idea. And so I try to create content that provides language. And hopefully in the future, I'm planning to launch new podcasts. And among those podcasts, I am hoping that I launch a podcast for complete beginners. And I'm excited about that because I just haven't had enough time to do that. But I want to have a podcast where the episodes help each other like units. And it will be a great thing. So hopefully by the time your audience sees this video, I might have that podcast. But yeah, so that's why I go more for producing podcasts. And I love it. Something that I didn't mention about my story is that when I moved to the States, I was a radio host in a bilingual radio station, and my show was in Spanish. I wasn't speaking English. So that's why also being in a podcast, I feel more comfortable in that environment.
That makes sense. That's so cool. And there's just a wonderful archive. I was enjoying one earlier today about the Dominican Republic. And I love as well the spread that you show. And you mentioned, you know, speaking to someone from Argentina, and just, you know, as you scroll the feed, like it's so wonderful to see a podcast for Spanish that showcases such diversity of the language and the dialects and the different varieties and everything like that. So yeah, thank you for that. I'm always a big fan of that. I'm always very excited when I see that. And so people can find, is there a place where everything is in one, like, is there one website where people can find everything, or where's the best place for people if they're watching to go? And I'll put any and all links in the show notes, in the description, of course.
Yeah, that'll make it easier if I spell, it's going to take us 10 minutes just to spell everything. But so I have a website where I have all the materials, everything that I'm doing. For example, I also have a podcast for just vocabulary. It's a very simple podcast for vocabulary. And on my website, they can see the pictures with the words and also definitions. And they can find all of that on my website. And Lindsay is going to have that on the description. So thank you so much for that. And I also have a YouTube channel where I just started the channel to have like a central hub where all the podcasts will be there, and it will be an additional option for my audience. If some people have a premium subscription here in the States, the quality in the sound is better on YouTube because you can upload high quality videos, and because of that you have high quality sound. So the quality is better than when you upload on a podcast, because on a podcast it has to be MP3 and it's compressed, so it loses a little bit of the quality. So for those of you who like to hear the full quality, then in terms of audio and it's just that there is no video. You don't see us. It's just the art from the podcast. But I have that and the podcast. And you'll find the links, and you'll find the links to the podcast on the description of the video of the interview that Lindsay very kindly is going to share in there.
Absolutely, all of them. I will. Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap things up?
One thing that I would like to share with your audience is that One of the questions that students ask me the most about Spanish or learning a language is, what's the easiest way to learn a language? Or what's the fastest way to learn Spanish? And I like to address that because I personally don't think about learning a language in terms of easy or hard. I think of it as a matter of time, because we have the biological endowment to learn any language. We know that thanks to Chomsky, one of the greatest linguists in our history. And we know that we have the ability to create the subconscious command of a language. But the thing is that we need exposure, we need opportunities to hear many times so that those neurological connections in the brain grow, our ability to think of them fast, you know, happened thanks to this exposure to the language. So the more opportunities you have to be engaged with the language, to hear it, to do something with it, then it will happen. It's just a matter of time. So that's something I want to share with your audience, because I think we have this idea. We divide things into easy or hard. Either something's easy or it's hard. But with languages, it's not easy and it's not hard. It's just a matter of time. You will get there if you get the right input, if you get exposure, if you get the opportunities to use it and learn it in context. It will happen, even if you don't want to. It just happens because we have the ability to learn any language.
I love that. Thank you so much. Because it's so easy to fall into that trap and get caught up with thinking it should be easy and hard. It should be easy and quick. That's what we think that we want. And actually, if we just pause for a moment and, you know, think more about the process and, you know, and realize that it is going to be time. And there will be moments when, you know, there will be bits that are easy, but there'll also be bits that are difficult. And that's just normal and completely fine. Yeah.
And if you allow me just to say one quick thing, is that on my podcast, How to Teach a Language, I interview Lindsay, and then we talk more about learning a language, about some strategies. And so that will be a continuation for this conversation. So I would encourage you to listen to that episode and also get to know Lindsay a little more, but also hear from her about learning a language, her experience and all of that. So that's all I wanted to.
And we're doing that in Spanish, right?
That one we're doing in English.
That's going to be in English.
That's going to be in English.
Excellent. Well, I cannot wait. I'm very much looking forward to it. And thank you so much for stopping by in my YouTube space. And I'll speak to you very soon.
Well, thank you so much, Lindsay. And I look forward to also seeing you again in the near future. And thank you for having me on your YouTube channel.
Thank you. Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Hello, I told you I'd be back. I hope you enjoyed this episode. What a wonderful interview. It's such a great first guest on How to Learn a Language. I'm really, really excited that hopefully this is something we'll be able to do from time to time. Just have a really informal conversation, check in and just ask people how they learn a language and what their experience is like with that. Because there's only so much that I can share with you, even based on, you know, research and studies and all of that stuff. There's only so much I can share. I feel it's really important to get different angles, different perspectives. It all makes us better language learners. So I hope to bring more guests on in the future. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, definitely subscribe to this feed wherever you are listening or watching. Hello. And also tell a friend, rate and review the podcast, all of the things that you hear at the end of every podcast. And I am looking forward to seeing you next time or hearing me next time. Who knows how podcasts work? All right. Enjoy.